Welcome to the Madam Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Giselle Arney. I'm a sports medicine physician with a passion for teaching and a mission to support other women with careers in this space. On this show, you'll hear the stories from amazing women in their field of sport and athletics. They'll share their journeys, triumphs, and hardships in order to help and inspire you in your own career and life. Thanks for joining us. Let's do this. Hello, and welcome back to another special episode of the Madam Athlete Podcast. On the second Tuesday of the month, I take a deep dive into a career-related topic. And on today's episode, I'm taking a moment to do a special shout-out, a love letter, if you will, to all the badass women out there working in sports and sports medicine who are out there encouraging and supporting each other and making this world a better place. So let's get into it. Okay, so here's the thing. If you are listening to this episode the day that it comes out, it's Valentine's Day. Hello, happy Valentine's Day. If you are currently in my apartment listening to me record, it's Galentine's Day, February 13th. So what I was thinking is that this would be just kind of a fun episode to just take a little moment and just share some love for all of the incredible badass women out there working in sports medicine. And I wanted to share this because, so I recently had this experience. Last month, I was covering the FSU World University Games up in upstate New York. And here's how this all went down. I just want to tell you, let me just start. This was kind of the most incredible experience of working with a group of all women who just kicked ass and were amazing and came together. And like, I just had the most incredible working experience, as well as like also everything was a nightmare, right? But the women made it so phenomenal. So let me just break this down. The World University Games is like Olympics, but for university aged athletes. So the Winter Games were in upstate New York just this past month in January. And the medical director for the entire games, organizing the whole thing, who was working on this for the past 3 years, is my good friend and co-fellow from when we did fellowship together, Tracy Viola. She is a badass. She is just an amazing, take no prisoners, organized, make sure everything is falling in line, doing all of the work, crazy, awesome human being. So she recruited me a few years ago to help out with this. And I was like, sure, whatever you need, Tracy. And here's the thing. Let me just start off right then and there. Tracy recruited me. She was pulling up all these other amazing women that she knows to come be part of this experience, which is an incredible opportunity. And she called me up. So thank you, Tracy. Mostly it was awesome. Mostly it was fantastic. And so I was recruited to cover one of the hockey venues. I'm trying not to be like, here's all the boring details, but just to help understand kind of what level this was, I was covering women's hockey and some men's hockey at one of the hockey rinks in Potsdam, New York. And there were three other like lead physicians in my area. There were three of us covering the hockey rinks, and one of them was covering like the dorms for all the athletes, the dignitaries, everything. And every single lead physician in this section covering the hockey athletes and everything, we were all women. It was myself, Jamie Schluter, Yvette Gutman, and Liz Minetta. And for there to be four lead physicians who were all women was already kind of like an incredible, magical experience. And then at my rink, at my site, Maxie Hall, University of Potsdam, shout out, I had the most incredible team. I had, for physicians, I had Lauren Poindexter and Dusty Narducci. For my chiropractor, I had Wendy Mahaffey. And as an EMT for my site, I had Kat Chang. And this group of five women, I'm including myself, we just had the most incredible experience I've potentially ever had. It was a little, like basically 2 weeks, just jumped right into it. They were basically 16 plus hour days, but there was just like this incredible communication and camaraderie and helping each other out and pitching in with whatever things needed to get pitched in, which included like supplies were disorganized and all over the place and got delivered to the wrong places. And we just figured it out. or figuring out how to fax something when there was no, when the like only fax in the hockey rink was 3 decades old. Like, we just figured it out as a team. When we weren't getting fed because the food was over in a different building and we didn't have time to leave and go back, we just figured out as a team. Kat brought in a little mini dorm fridge for us to have food in the training room. And so, like, in amidst all these things going wrong, in and amidst random men coming in to take dumps in our bathroom, in the training room that had no fan. What's wrong with people, by the way? I just had the most incredible experience working with the most amazing women who just jumped right in, did all the work, supported each other, laughed all this ridiculousness off, like communicated, got it done. And it was incredible. And because our site was covering women's hockey, we had all the women athletes. We also had all women refs covering the women's hockey tournament, which was kind of incredible to have all women hockey refs. And like, it was so, we appreciated it so much. We took photos with the refs. Like, it was just kind of an incredible experience. And just having had this last month, having this experience where to see all women leads for hockey, to see all women physicians, chiro, EMT, to see all women referees for this women's hockey tournament, to be there in one place and to just see what a magical experience it could be, it just kind of got me started of thinking about the magic of women supporting women, women encouraging women, women taking care of women, women really just like being there for each other. And that's just what I wanted to kind of like a little bit talk about and celebrate this week, this month. You know, I think so often we expect women to support other women. And we obviously hope for that that will be the case. But oftentimes we get stuck up against queen bee syndrome, right? Where women are fighting against each other and are pitted against each other. And some of this is just indoctrinated patriarchy. And it is women being sexist against women, which is a thing and that can happen. And going, there's only room for one, so let me push everyone else down. I know that I have come up against that. And it is so horrible. It just feels so demoralizing. And it feels like a betrayal, right? Because I'm expecting you to understand, like I'm expecting you to be on my side and to get it. And so when it doesn't happen, it's just like heartbreaking. And I think we just need so much more women supporting women in this world. And this last month was just such an eye-opening sort of nirvana of here's how this could be. I just loved it. When I started this podcast, this was an opportunity for me to support other women working in sports medicine, because I have been surrounded by so many incredible women along the way. Not all of them were sports medicine physicians, you know, like from professors that I had, from my lacrosse coach, from sports medicine docs that I shadowed, from athletic trainers I worked with, academic advisors, strength and conditioning coaches I worked with, sports psychiatrists that I worked with, right? And I might not have always had other women sports medicine physicians directly around me or in my department, or I might have had to deal with some queen bee syndrome situations. But really, if I expanded my network and reached out, I was able to find incredible women who I could count on and that I could also be there for them. And making this podcast was a way for me to kind of do that on a bigger scale, because I truly think that when we lift each other up, when we speak each other's names, when we create opportunities and we bring others along with us and we highlight, right, all these incredible women who come on this show and share their story and share their journey, we're helping lift all of us together, right? We're helping, hopefully, I mean, this is my hope with this whole podcast, is that I can inspire early career women to go, you're not alone. We're here. There is a community. We're all in this together. We have dealt with many similar struggles. We are going through this together. And like, we're out here. And if I can lift up other women in some small way, even if it's by having a podcast episode or through the course or through speaking, it is just an incredible honor. And so I've had recently, and these are a couple things upcoming that if you are happening to be at these places, I wanted to make sure you knew I'm going to be there. But on February 23rd, so in just a couple weeks, I will be speaking at Physiatry 23 because Allison Schrader and Allison Bean, two amazing women sports medicine physicians who are physiatrists, advocated for me and the work that I do coaching women working in male-dominated fields. And so they've invited me to be a speaker for the Association of Academic Physiatrists annual meeting at Physiatry 23. And do I have complete confidence that the two of them could have led this workshop all by themselves? Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I helped teach them all about this material we're going to be talking about, finding your why, finding your mission, your vision, your values. And they could do this. They know how to do it. But they chose to invite me because I helped them, and they're honoring me by bringing me in to help others. They're lifting up my work. They're lifting up my name, the podcast. They're speaking my name and my work out into the world and helping me reach more women in this way. And it is such an incredible honor to have this experience, to be invited to do this. And two other very incredible women that I've had the fortune of meeting through this podcast, Mary Mulcahy and Catherine Logan, two women orthopedic surgeons, also in sports medicine. They've invited me out to be the keynote speaker at the Ruth Jackson Orthopedic Society's annual meeting this March. It's March 7th. And I could not be more honored. Ruth Jackson Orthopedic Society is an organization dedicated to supporting women orthopedic surgeons. And you've maybe noticed the last several months where I've been able to highlight several amazing Ruth Jackson members on the podcast. I've had, I think maybe the last like 5 months, I've had one women orthopedic surgeon on per month, which is incredible, right? Because only 6% of attending orthopedic surgeons are women. Only 6%. It's absurd. It is the worst gender disparity in medicine of all specialties. And Ruth Jackson is celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. 40 years of helping women orthopedic surgeons support each other, network, pool their resources to confront some of these same problems that we all have when we're working in these male-dominated fields. And I'm so completely honored to be their keynote speaker. It's kind of completely unreal to me. But again, like Mary Mulcahy, she is just left and right lifting up other women in the work that she does at Ruth Jackson. She's the president this year in her work as an amazing physician, as a team physician, as a human being. She is constantly lifting up other women, highlighting their work, highlighting their achievements. And Catherine Logan is one of the hosts of the Sports Docs podcast with Ashley Bassett. They had me on their podcast this week. And again, it's just incredible women lifting up other women. And I have been fortunate to be the recipient of that. And I'm also hoping to just continue to be able to put that out there in the world with this podcast. You know, when I look at some of these episodes, one of my very first guests, Dr. Leija Carter, she is somebody that I met completely by accident when I attended a conference in New York for UN Women on sports. And like, I just very randomly went to this thing. I don't even know, I got a flyer and I was like, you know what, that sounds cool. Let me do this, which is completely outside my comfort zone. I met her. She is so incredibly nice and friendly. We immediately connected. She has been such a wonderful touchstone and human being. She's had her own incredible career journey and she was one of my very first guests. So her career now looks very different than it did over 2 years ago. But she, as one of my very first guests, she opened the doors to so many other women who've now been on the podcast and helped me connect with all of these amazing women, especially through the Association for Applied Sports Psychology. And this networking piece and lifting up other women and bringing forth other names. She was like, here's a name, here's a name, here's a name. Have this woman on your podcast. This woman should share her story. Just that kind of stuff has helped. I mean, truly, that's why this podcast even still exists at this moment, is because my guests tell me other names. Or you guys, you message me and say, here's somebody awesome you should have on the podcast. Can you make this work? Amanda Williams, I know you're listening. Hey, you shared Sarah Lesko with me and said, hey, you need to have this woman on your podcast. And it's been incredible to have you guys participate, to have my guests share other women's stories. And I just feel like I get to be the mirror who helps kind of shine a light in all these different incredible women's stories and their journeys. Another woman that I want to just mention who is doing amazing things is Andrea Durham. She has a nonprofit. She's one of my early guests as well. She has a nonprofit, Minority Women in Sports Medicine, that she's now going strong for several years, where she's helping so many young women of color be connected with opportunities in sports medicine, whether it's through mentorship or job opportunities or like educational webinars, is just doing incredible things. And that's a story I hear over and over and over again on these episodes of the podcast, are who has helped you along the way, who has supported you, who has mentored you. And so many of my guests also talk about how important it is for them to pass this on to future generations and to help other women coming up behind them and bring them up. And I just, on this little Valentine's Day, after I just had the most amazing experience last month at the FSU World University Games with my incredible all-women team covering women's ice hockey, I just really, like, I could talk for the next 45 minutes and try to list every badass, amazing, awesome woman who has supported me and supported this podcast, and we would just never get off this episode, and that might not be the most interesting. But I wanted to just have this little love letter episode this month, and, you know, it's like a cold, dreary month outside if you're in the Northeast where I am, and I just wanted to share a little love, a little warmth, little encouragement, and, you know, a little thank you to you guys for listening. Thank you to the amazing women who supported me. Thank you to all the incredible guests who've been on this podcast and making this whole thing happen. And maybe a little encouragement for you all to like shout out and share the love with the amazing badass women that support you and encourage you, and see how you can find ways to support and encourage other incredibly wonderful, awesome, badass women, because we are all in this together. You're not alone. Even if it seems like you're alone where you are, you're the only woman there. I'm here. We're here. We're doing this together. We've got your back. I've got your back. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for listening to the Madam Athlete Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's special episode. I hope that you are surrounded by amazing badass women who lift you up, and I hope you are lifting up the amazing badass women around you. So for this Galentine's Day and Valentine's Day, I'm going to encourage you to let the badass women in your life know how awesome they are and how grateful you are to know them. And if you're feeling saucy, send them a link to this episode and share the Madam Athlete love with them. As always, I say this every time because I truly mean it. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you.